This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Happy Tuesday morning, all. We are the Junks coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980 AM, Monumental Sports Network. Anywhere you're traveling with that free Odyssey app, if you haven't yet, download it on your phone. Take the Junks on the go with you. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Just go to cropmetcalf.com if you want information on how to become one of their five-star technicians. I am Cakes at Money Metal Cakes is where you follow on Twitter, at Cakes Flops on Instagram, because it's always great to have two brand names. That's what I've been told. John Ball Flame is also here.
What's up?
Hello. He's sitting in Jason Bishop's seat. Jason is out. Eric Bickle is in.
Good morning. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. Trying to digest all this wild free agency news in the NFL.
A lot of news, but is it as big as this news? I received this news yesterday via email now.
Okay.
It's addressed to my daughter, but we did the contest together.
Right.
I mean, I know some people want to win the Powerball, but this from Montgomery County's library system. You were the winner of the Quince Orchard Library Lovers Month Candy Hearts Estimation Jar Challenge.
Well, that's a big one when you guess like how many jelly beans are in a jar. It's pretty good.
You guessed the exact amount of candy hearts in the container at 477.
Wow.
We are very impressed.
Nailed it right
so
in the
today,
head.
So today, or whenever I now choose,
incredible achievement.
Whenever I now choose, I can go pick up a bag of candy.
Okay, solid.
That literally is,
I mean,
an
usually with those, like the, like you just want to get it close, like within 5 or 10, but then nail it. That is
to nail
that's
it.
Threading the needle.
I mean, that's you start to. Maybe we are in a simulation.
Maybe we are. That
I mean,
is
how
true.
Do you nail that?
It's a good point.
Luck.
Well done.
Luck.
Well done. That is a big
I kind of remember that at the time, Isabella wanted to put 200. I was like, "There's way more than 200 in that thing," and somehow we arrived at 477.
So it was a group effort. Well
and
done.
We nailed it.
Go get so that funny. Bag
it's
of candy.
Even more impressive that it was her because for some reason I was just thinking Kelsey. And I, you know, I know she lives in LA, but I don't know. My son's at home. I thought, wow, Kelsey is really good at that.
Yeah, she's good at
no.
Good
it tells at you the pure luck of this.
Well done, well done. Well, that's almost as big a score as what the Commanders landed in. I guess not really free agency via trade. They land a premier left tackle. Welcome to Washington, Laremy Tunsil. Come on down. You are the new left tackle protecting the blind side of one Jaden Daniels. So that was a massive move made by Adam Peters and the front office to acquire a, dare I say, a Hall of Fame level left tackle.
Like, I don't know if he's a Hall of Fame level, but he's a five-time Pro Bowler.
I think he's pretty close.
And the metrics are really, really good for him.
Yeah.
When you see next-gen stats and you see what Warren Sharp put out,
yeah,
he is one of the top two or three left tackles in the game.
And it shows you, too, that Adam Peters, who's been on the job for, I want to say, like 13 months, barely over a year, He's not afraid to step up to the plate and take big cuts. He's ready. He is ready to make big, bold moves when it comes to trades because he's already traded for Lattimore, Debo, and Laremy Tunsil. Mm-hmm. Like, those are all big swings.
Well, they're
by
also win now moves.
Yeah, totally.
You know, which I'm really excited about. But it's, listen, again, we've said it all off season. I think they have needs at every layer of this team other than quarterback. But they're definitely better today than they were yesterday, even though the roster's, you know, far from fully intact. It wasn't necessarily the move that I expected by any stretch. In fact, I was out playing golf and I just kept checking my phone. I kept asking my buddies, have they made any moves? Have they made any moves? Like, what's going on? I mean, I'm sure I missed something. I'm not sure I saw exactly when the Kinlaw thing went down. But, you know, I'm going like 3 hours and we're not quiet.
You're fiending for something.
I'm like, what's going on? And then, boom!
Then it's, yeah, so
they
it's
hit you
haymaker.
With it.
And, then, and that's one of the great things, I think, so far about Peters and his crew that he's assembled here. There aren't any leaks. Like, you don't know what they're doing. You don't know who they're targeting. You don't know who they're trying to acquire via trade. Like, they keep everything on the super down low, which is refreshing because in years past, there used to be leaks. There used to be, like, we like this guy. We're thinking about picking up this guy. Like, there's none of that with Adam Peters. Like, they have it on super lockdown in Ashburn, which I think is great.
We don't know if these moves are going to work. We already questioned the Marshawn Lattimore deal. But what we do know is when Ron Rivera left, and you went through any sort of list of the top 100 players in the NFL, you'd be hard-pressed to find more than one or two on the Commanders. Now, Jaden Daniels clearly was drafted, and he's a top 100 player in the league.
He's definitely on that list.
Yes.
Terry McLaurin is on that
list. Terry McLaurin's on the list. But Lattimore, Debo, and Tunsil, all premier talent.
Yeah.
That's what they were, an under-talented team, and now they've added premier players. Whether they work out or not remains to be seen, but they've added talent.
So when you bring in a talent like that, obviously you have to depart with picks or players. So heading to Houston is the third-round pick this year in 2025 and the second and fourth rounder in 2026. So you look at what the Commanders have on deck for the draft. There are not a lot of picks right now. They've got their first-round pick and their second-round pick. That's 29 and 61. Their third, fourth, and fifth rounders are gone. Two of those in the Lattimore deal. The fifth-round pick sent to Philly. That's got to be in the Dotson deal. Then they're back on the board at 207 and 238.
Adam Peters has devalued picks here the next two years to upgrade the talent now, as EB said, win-now mentality. You know, there's some that might question the deal, but almost everybody that I heard was like, what's Houston doing? What the hell are Houston Texans doing?
If you're a Commanders fan, why would you question it? You get a premier left tackle. I don't care about Coleman at this point. You move him wherever you want to move him. If you want to move him to right tackle to supplant the right tackle spot, if you want to bump him to the interior, that's fine. But we know where Tunsil's playing. He's coming in and playing left tackle. I saw some people on Twitter like, are you going to move Coleman out of the way?
Yes.
Laremy Tunsil? Yes, absolutely you are. You're going to reshuffle the deck. So you bring him in and you automatically upgrade your offensive line, which people have been bitching and moaning about for years.
Yeah. No, it's great.
How could you have an issue bringing in a top two or three left tackle in the game?
I think they gave up. The question is, it's not what they're going to do with Coleman, in my opinion. It's did they give up too much to get him? You could maybe make that argument. But it's okay. I think it was a real place of need, protects his blind side, should help in the run game too. It's almost a perfect move, to be honest with you. I'm just absolutely thrilled with it. And I do think that they gave up some real compensation for it.
To get somebody that is that talented and that accomplished, who's still in his prime. He's 30.
Yeah.
I mean, this is from Warren Sharp at Sharp Football. In his last 3 years, Tunsil is number two of 44 left tackles with 400-plus pass-blocking snaps as far as pressure rate allowed. He's number two in the league.
Mm-hmm.
for three straight years behind only Tristan Wirfs.
No, yeah.
You know what? That's a huge upgrade.
Here are even more numbers.
I don't care what the compensation is.
Here's even more numbers from Next Gen Stats. This is over the last three seasons. Mm-hmm. He's fifth in lowest pressure rate, 8%, and second in lowest sack rate, 0.6%.
Right.
Amongst all left tackles over the last three seasons. He's a super talented guy who's been productive in the NFL, that has made five Pro Bowls. And like I said before, this is a team that didn't have many guys who you would have considered top 100 players in the league. They didn't have premier talent. Now, all of a sudden, you got a team with five or six guys. You're like, well, there's a stud. There's a stud. There's another stud. So Adam Peters, in just a little over a year, has completely transformed this roster.
No, it's super exciting. And, you know, I can't remember that many times when I've been excited about picking up somebody on the offensive line. But it's the kind of move that you need that's foundational. A lot of people were making the comparison to when the Niners picked up Trent Williams, sort of in the prime of his career.
Right.
He was actually a year older at the time, and we all know what Trent has done, continue to do in San Francisco.
Yeah.
So, you know, offensive linemen can play a long time in this league. This guy's at the peak of his powers. It's really just sort of a massive stroke by them to pull it off. And the other part of it is, you know, I guess I maybe undersold it a little bit in my own brain, but it, you know, people just kind of denigrating this class in general. We talked about it a little bit in the weeks leading up to it, but people just overall just not super thrilled with the free agent class, and I think that it shows that Adam wasn't necessarily thrilled with it either and decided he had to get creative.
Right.
And it didn't want to overpay for some fringe lineman that might be out there. He'd rather go and get a stud. And that's what he did.
I like what Cake said, too. And I saw this online. Peters is just kind of like lying in the shadows. Nobody really knows what he's thinking. Because I didn't see one article. I didn't hear one person discuss the possibility of acquiring Laremy Tunsil.
I mean, completely out of left field.
Right.
Which is the way you want it. You want your guy lurking in the shadows, not telling everybody what your plans are.
I don't know. I guess that's probably, on paper, that's probably true. I don't know. That doesn't matter if there's a leak or not, if you get it done. I mean, maybe it tips your hand to the other teams.
It just tells me that it's a real professional unit and outfit that's working there in Ashburn, building the roster, which is a welcome change for Commanders fans.
Hey, I did this in a day in advance. I put up our Junkies poll of the day.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Brought to you by Surfside. We love Surfside. Of course, they've got Surfside iced tea and vodka and Surfside lemonade and vodka. Perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories with zero carbonation for easy sipping. Find Surfside at your local bars and a convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. And it's grade the trade. Grade the trade. I only put three options. A, B, and then I threw in C or lower, which is 6%.
Right.
We have over 1,000 votes. You can vote at Junks Radio.
Oh, it's definitely an A.
Overwhelmingly an A. I thought about putting three choices, A plus, A, B, and then nothing else.
Right.
But I threw it in that way.
All right. Coming up on the show, we got John Keim, who covers the Commanders for ESPN.com. We'll break down day one of free agency with him. And we'll talk Caps with Joe Beninati. He'll join the show coming up at 9:45. When we come back, Laremy Tunsil was not the only addition. We're going to talk about Javon Kinlaw signing to take the place of the departing Jonathan Allen on the defensive line. We'll discuss that and more when we come back here on The Fan.